Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I am continuing my series on Attract Your Dream Partner. I am a master intuitive and a spiritual coach. I help you use spirituality and personal development to create the life of your dreams. If you are ready to hire a coach, then please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, so this is step 6 in the process. We're going to do another visualization. The original Dream Partner program, I utilize the practice of visualization quite a bit because I think that is the best way to get really clear about what you want in a romantic relationship. When you can go into that dreamy imagining space, you can see clearly what you actually want. And it's a great place to focus your energy as you are dating. I think when we have the daydream and then we have dating and we think those two don't overlap, it's so funny. Humans overlap a lot of things that aren't supposed to overlap all the time, but things like this, we don't often overlap. We have like this vision of this beautiful imagined relationship, and we think, oh, that's not possible, or that's too good to be true, or real life's not like that. And then we go into dating and we wind up in situations that are the opposite of that. That is because we are holding the energy that what we want is not possible. And so the only thing that can show up is the opposite of what we want. So I want you to use imagining and visualization and everything that's in that practice to create the romantic relationship of your dreams. So imagine or visualize your dream partner being interviewed for your wedding video or an article on happy couples. What does your dream partner say they love the most about you? Hear and see them talking in your mind. Feel joy and appreciation for their loving and thoughtful words. So again, you're going to, in your visualization, see your dream partner or hear your dream partner talking about everything that they love about you. And my spirit guides are reminding me that it's a bit of a reach if you're not used to being in the space of loving and admiring yourself. So it can be, or you haven't been in a relationship where you had a partner that articulated what they loved and admired about you. And that's fine because most of the time us humans kind of don't think that way. I want us to think that way, but our default is we tend to not every day tell somebody what they love about them or appreciate about them, right? Or we don't even kind of think along those lines, right? But this is asking you to combine your feeling and your intellect and your ability to imagine. So hear and see them talking in your mind. Feel joy and appreciation for their loving and thoughtful words. Really hear what those words are. After you're finished with your visualization, consider this. In what ways can you engage the qualities your dream partner loves about you in your day-to-day life? So the example I wrote in the program was, when I did this practice, I heard and saw my dream partner expressing how much he loves my cooking. And this also is on my list of what I want in a partner. Oh my God, can I sidebar this? I am a really good cook and I love it. I don't cook all the time. I definitely order out quite a bit, but when I cook and it's good. And I love my flavors and I love the way in which I bring different ingredients together. And I'm a vegetarian, but I grew up, you know, with Southern cooking was the way I was taught to cook. And so I grew up in California. So I have like California cuisine mixed with comfort food mixed with vegetarian, and I'm a strict vegetarian. I haven't had meat in 23 years. And I don't eat any alternative meats either. So I really utilize a fully plant base for all my recipes. And so I have dated quite a few men who are either A, totally caught up on the vegetarian piece. Like they feel like they need to change. Like I'm not a vegetarian because of animals. I love animals, but like it's a very, when I took on the practice, it was very spiritual and it just stuck, right? I wouldn't say it's spiritual now necessarily, but when I did it, it was, and then I stuck with it. It just became who I am. And so I don't really look at it, at the world from people who eat meat and who don't. It's just kind of my own personal choice. And I've built recipes around that personal choice. And I'm a really good cook in that. And so I've had partners that get caught up on the vegetarian piece. And, you know, then they try to start eating alternative meats. And I'm like, no, just eat meat, because alternative meat is gross. And it's just always this big deal there. Or I dated a man who liked really bland food, and he did not like all my bold flavors. And so, I mean, God, I made him a beautiful meal and he was just not into it. Heartbreaking, right? And I thought all this shit was okay, right? Like, oh, that's just where we're different. No, no, on my list, it says he likes my cooking. He loves my cooking. And so when I did this visualization, I saw my dream partner talking about what a great cook I am. And so to activate the energy of magnetizing my dream partner, I started to really appreciate how amazing my food is. And cooking became even more special. So like I said, I already cook, but now I make every meal matter as if I were cooking for a partner who absolutely loves my food. But even next level, because I cook 50% of the time and I eat out 50% of the time, now even my eating out choices are a match to what I would think my dream partner would choose, which also now I know that you have to choose a partner who has similar food preferences as you. I know somebody's out there like, really, Amy, does that matter? Oh my God, it does. Food is such a huge part of our life, right? And so I married a man who had opposite food tastes than me. And it was a source of contention, you know? And so, yeah, food. You got to ask about food. That's a sidebar. But for the sake of this exercise, imagine what your dream partner loves the most about you. And it can be multiple qualities. And then you start to engage those qualities more and more, and you start to love those aspects of yourself more and more and more. Because it'll put you in the vibe that magnetizes your dream partner. It's a vibe. It's just a vibe. Because, you know, I cooked when I met my ex-husband, but I never thought to think about cooking from the perspective of, oh, my dream partner loves my food. So that would have come up in the screening process. You know, do you like my food? And do you like flavor? And what type of food do you like? Now that's a question. I have the big five topics that I believe that every couple needs to discuss in the beginning of their relationship. And one of them is food. You need to know, how do they eat? But for the sake of this exercise, it's not about food. It's about the qualities you love about yourself and knowing that your partner loves them too. Or it can be hearing your partner identify the qualities they love about you and you paying more attention to that part of yourself. This is next level work spiritually. You really have to step out of yourself and then step back into yourself. And if there's a lot of inner critic and resistance and you need to be realistic and that's not the way real life is going on, it can be really difficult to get to this exercise. That's why this dream partner program is really next level. You might have to do the initial clearing out to even be open and have faith in the idea of this magical, wonderful thing coming to you. All right. That's my show. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking to go to your next level in the dating area of your life, if you are ready to magnetize your dream partner, if you are ready to become your dream partner's dream partner, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. Thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to connecting with you on, I think this might be the last of the next recording will be the last of the series. Let's see here. Yeah, step 7. Thank you. Take care. Bye.